美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目移民入籍单元的终极课程。Amir 正在申请成为美国公民，今天他要去见移民律师 John， 听听他的建议。
Hi Amir, it's nice to meet you. I'm happy you want to become a U.S. citizen.
Thank you, John. I'm very excited, but I'm also a little worried about how long and complicated the process can be.
Don't worry, I'll be here to help you through it and explain what's going on.
Great, that's really helpful for me. When you aren't a native speaker, it can be hard to read all the documents and understand the naturalization process.
这样当然希望 Amir 申请入籍啦，这样啊，他的生意就来啦。
Well, I guess you could look at it that way. But Winnie, why does Amir say the application process can be hard?
Amir 说他不是 native English speaker, 英语不是他的母语，所以呢，在填表的时候会遇到困难。哎，对了 ，Professor， Amir 提到了一个词 naturalization， 这是什么意思啊？
Naturalization is the process of becoming a citizen of another country.
Oh, naturalization 就是入籍，变成另外一国的公民。
So Amir, how did you come to America originally? Did your company sponsor your visa?
Actually, no. I got married to an American while living in Iran, and we decided to settle in the United States.
Oh, you have an American spouse. Where do you live?
I really like city life, so New York is my favorite city. But my wife has some family in Virginia, so we live there.
So Winnie, did Amir first come to America on a work visa?
Amir 并不是拿工作签证来美国的，而是在伊朗时和美国人结婚，然后到美国来定居。我猜这 spouse 就是配偶的意思吧。
That's right.
Professor,John 问 Amir 是不是有公司 sponsor him for a visa， 这是什么意思呢？
When a company sponsors you for a visa, they ask the government to give you a visa. Usually, you need a sponsor in the U.S. to get a visa.
哦，公司可以作为担保人，替雇员向政府申请工作签证，这个过程就叫 sponsor。
So, if you are applying for a job in America,You might ask the company, can you sponsor me for a visa?
Well, there are some things you should do to start preparing for the interview. You should learn about U.S. civics and the Constitution.
Don't worry. I've already lived in the U.S. for 3 years and know all about its history and politics.
Good. Then the interview and test won't be a problem. Do you have any dependents?
No. My wife and I don't have any children.
So Winnie, does Amir have to prepare a lot for his citizenship test?
申请入美国籍需要参加 citizenship test, 公民考试，所以要了解美国的 civics, 公民知识，还有 constitution, 宪法。不过啊， Amir 说他已经在美国生活3年了，这些知识他都懂，所以不需要做太多准备。
That's right. John also asked Amir if he had any dependents.A dependent is anyone who depends on you to take care of him.
对 ,dependent 就是需要供养的亲人，比如小孩，还有年迈的父母等等。Amir 和太太没有孩子，所以呢，他们没有 dependent.
So John, do you think there will be any problems with my application?
It definitely sounds like you are eligible to become a U.S. citizen.I think that before too long, you won't have to be an alien anymore.
Yeah, I can't wait. Hopefully, I will become a citizen in time to vote in the next election.
I sure hope so. Good luck.
Alien 不是指外星人吗？我不懂哎，为什么美国人要把来美国的移民也称为 alien？ 我又不是从火星来的。
Really? Sometimes I doubt that.
哈，被你发现了。没有啦，言归正传， Amir 希望自己能够尽快入籍，这样啊，他就能享受公民独有的投票权了。
Let's listen next time to see if Amir is able to vote in the next election.
这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，下次再见。